Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Craig Swan. Pitching for the New York Mets, Craig Swan. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. And now, play ball. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales bunts towards the mound. Swan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Cardenal reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. There goes Morales trying to get to home. Vale throws the ball into Phillips, who relays the ball to Grote, who tags Morales, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Cardenal steals third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a pop-up towards third. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Swan covering, for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burris for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Champ Summers pinch hits for Jerry Morales. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Summers reaches second base with a double. Kessinger scores. Monday goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summers scores. Cardenal moves to second. It's 6-0, Cubs. Skip Lockwood now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Jose Cardenal now playing right field. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skip Lockwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-1 in the game. Unser strikes out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-1 in the game. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosello takes first base on ball 4. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-1 in the game. Burris is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-for-1 in the game. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vale moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vale moves to third. Staub moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field. Summers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Summers. Vale scores. Staub scores. Cranepool moves to third. Grote moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cranepool tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cubs. John Milner pinch hits for Skip Lockwood. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Trillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Baldwin now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Monday is called out on strikes. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Summers hits a line drive into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Summers. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Milan scores. Staub goes all the way around to score. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rosello hits a line drive towards third. Kingman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. One out. Mike Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Pemberton pinch hits for Rick Baldwin. Brock Pemberton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pemberton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0-for-2 in the game. Burris hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Summers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-3 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heiser. Unser reaches second base with a double. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Milan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Milan reaches second base with a double. Unser moves to third. Bill Bonham now pitching. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vale takes first base on ball 4. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to home to get Unser. Milan moves to third. Vale moves to second. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Torre pinch hits for Ed Cranepool. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Torre now playing first base. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops it up and throws to first, with Apodaca covering, for the out. 1 out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-3 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Trillo trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson pinch hits for Mike Phillips. Bob Gallagher pinch runs for Jerry Grote. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. Gallagher moves to second. 1 out. John Stearns pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Gallagher scores. It's Mets, 6, Cubs, 6. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stearns scores. It's 7-6, Mets. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan moves to third. Ken Freiling now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milan scores. Vale moves to second. It's 8-6, Mets. Donnie Moore now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. John Stearns now catching. Bud Harrelson now playing shortstop. Roy Staker now playing third base. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Donnie Moore. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Wallace moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Wallace now playing left field. Ken Crosby now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Staker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kessinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-0 in the game. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanders fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.